This is Congressman Steve Womack with a special edition of Comment from the Capitol. But again, like previous comments, I'm not in Washington. I'm in Antarctica. And today I'm in one of the science centers at McMurdo Station in Antarctica. And I've got a very special guest, and we're going to talk glaciers here a minute. Now, for most Arkansans, they would probably think, well, glaciers are way up north or way down south, and they don't impact me. But Sridhar is a Penn State University professor and leading a lot of this research down here. Sridhar, tell us why this is important and what you're doing here.
Hi, my name is Sridhar Nandakrishnan. As Congressman Womack said, I'm a professor at Penn State University, and it's a totally legitimate question. Why should we come down here and study Antarctica? And I'll give you a very simple answer to that, which is that what happens in Antarctica affects coastlines around the planet, because sea level is controlled over the next 50, 100 years. Sea level is going to be controlled by what happens in Antarctica, whether Antarctica melts, whether it becomes smaller. All that is going to say whether we ought to spend money in Galveston, Texas, building a big dike, whether we ought to spend money in Florida, shoring up the coastline. Now, y'all in Arkansas, maybe you don't have a coastline there, but I still think you would care about your friends and neighbors around the country.
So the big glacier,
yeah,
that you study here, is it Thwaites?
Thwaites Glacier.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. So I'll be going to a place called Thwaites Glacier. It's one of the largest glaciers in the continent. It's bigger than my home state of Pennsylvania. And imagine a pile of ice a mile and a half thick, larger than the state of Pennsylvania. Just, you're driving from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, and that whole time, you've got a mile and a half of ice over your heads. And all of that ice, if it were to melt and go into the ocean, it could raise the sea level around the globe by 2 feet. That's a phenomenal amount of ice in one glacier. And that's one glacier out of hundreds in Antarctica. So we need to really understand what that glacier is going to do over the next 50 or 100 years. Is it going to put all that ice into the water over the next 100 years, 500 years? Those two are very different answers, right? And so we need to really get some certainty on that.
Upstairs, we were looking at a piece of ice, an ice core that was taken that was 400,000 years old. So when you ask the question, why Antarctica? I mean, the answers just kind of jump out at you, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. This place is absolutely unique. If I can tell you a little personal story, I first came to Antarctica 40 years ago as an engineer. I was just working on a project, and I was going to go off and live my life. This place captivated me. It just said, you got to keep coming back. You got to keep studying me, because it's so remarkable. And so many of the things that go on here translate to the rest of the world. The biology down here, the geology down here, all these things are important for the rest of the world. The other thing I really like is we cooperate with so many nations down here. It's really such a cooperative, collaborative place. We all work together for science, and I love that.
Well, for a lot of Arkansans, they think of Penn State as the Nittany Lions.
Absolutely.
But you've helped convince me that Penn State is a Tier 1 great academic institution as well.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you saying that. I'm very proud of what we do.
Another comment from the Capitol, from Antarctica.
That's great.